Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
With 4 weeks to go before primary day in Massachusetts, Boston City Councilor Ayanna Pressley still has a lot of ground to make up against incumbent Democratic Congressman Michael Capuano. A new WBUR poll of likely voters in the Democratic primary finds Capuano has more or less held on to the same lead he had 6 months ago. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Michael Capuano leads Ayanna Pressley by 13 points, 48% to 35%. Steve Cozella is president of the Mass Inc. polling group, which conducted the poll for WBUR.
We saw a very similar margin when we polled this race back in February to what we see today.
Back in February, Capuano had a 12-point lead.
We're also still seeing the dynamic where Ayanna Pressley is running about even or even perhaps slightly ahead in Boston, but Michael Capuano pulls such strong support in the surrounding communities that that's enough to give him a solid edge in the race.
But Cozella says Pressley could still mount a successful challenge to Capuano if more young and non-white voters turn out at the polls.
So what typically happens in primaries is they're pretty low turnout affairs, and we see that although this district is majority-minority, in the past, the majority of voters who have turned out for primaries have been white, and they tend to skew much older.
Pressley leads among voters under 45, voters such as Aliza Stern of Boston.
I think that she's more a representative for a change compared to what I've heard about the other candidate.
40% of registered voters polled say they would prefer someone who'd been around a while with experience in how Congress works. Stern is among the 40% who say they prefer someone new to Congress with fresh ideas and perspectives.
I hope that the same way I'm planning on going out to vote, that more people really, instead of just complaining about the way politics are, that they actually make a difference and get out there and vote. Because I think, unfortunately, we're in a rough situation now. And if we don't vote and make a change for who's in office, it's going to be a real problem for our country.
When she says she wants to see change, Stern says she means not just in the White House eventually, but also in Congress now. The district encompasses parts of Boston, Cambridge, and Milton, and all of Chelsea, Everett, Randolph, and Somerville. Pressley also leads among non-white voters. Among African Americans, she leads by 23 points, voters such as Judith Scott Hammerquist of Boston.
I think that we need to be proactive and throw caution to the wind and vote in some new blood.
Pressley has argued that in her life experience as an African-American woman, she represents the voters of the district better. Most voters, 55%, say a candidate's gender should not be a consideration when deciding whom to support. And Capuano leads among both men and women. But race is a consideration for most registered voters. 53% of registered voters say race is a major or minor consideration when deciding whom to support. For Scott Hammerquist, a retired paralegal, it's important.
We need to be more inclusive and have a greater diversity in our congressional representation. I like Mr. Capuano, and I think he's done a somewhat decent job, but I think with this Trump administration, we're in for the fight of our lives, and we really need to get some new energy into the Democratic Party.
Both candidates are extremely well-liked. 65% of voters hold a favorable view of Capuano, among them Sarah Buhrman of Jamaica Plain.
It's not just that he has a long track record, and it's not just that he's right on the issues, and it is not just that he has a good position for his constituents in the House. It is all of that plus his energy is what I think we need right now.
50% hold a favorable view of Pressley, and she has room to win over more. 26% still have never heard of her. Like many voters, Buhrman does not see a big difference between the two candidates on the issues.
I think the difference is one of emphasis and not of content.
44% say the candidates' positions are somewhat or very similar, with another 37% saying they don't know or refuse to answer. Pressley is trying to distinguish herself from Capuano by proposing to abolish U.S. immigration and customs enforcement. But that does not appear to be a popular position. Only 21% of registered voters surveyed say they want to abolish ICE. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.